There's no debate when it comes to finding the best place to go shopping online. It's Amazon.com. Get the best deals on everything you need and help support Rob Has a Podcast and the Mr. Survivor debates when you start your shopping at robhasawebsite.com/Amazon. Coming to you live from my apartment, it's the 2014 Mr. Survivor Debates, and hello this evening. I am your moderator, I am Rob Cisternino, and we have a very important task tonight. We have all three of the Mr. Survivor finalists gathered in one place, and we are going to ask the questions that you want to know to help you decide, Decision 2014, who will be Mr. Survivor. Let me introduce you to the finalists. Of course, you know them very well. I will introduce you to them in the order that they conducted their finalist interview. Here he is. He is the winner of Survivor Blood vs. Water, a three-time Survivor contestant, coming to you from the great state of Utah. Here is Mr. Tyson Apostle.
Hi, guys.
Tyson, how are you this evening?
Do I say more than that? Am I supposed to say more than that?
Just say hi. We'll get an opening statement from you in a moment.
Yeah, I already said hi.
Okay, good, good. Second up tonight is a man who is a two-time Survivor player. He has also been the final sprint fan favorite of all time. Here he is, Mr. Malcolm Freeberg.
Hi.
Malk, how's it going tonight? Right?
Oh, it's good. I thought I was done after high. You've made this very confusing for all of us at the start.
and here he is tonight. He is the winner of Survivor Exile Island. Here he is. He is wearing a NASA t-shirt, and it is Otis Biskauskas.
Hello.
And he has pink headphones.
Virgin American pink headphones. I got a sprung last minute. Rob told me I needed headphones for this thing. So fortunately, I always carry an extra set of pink Virgin America headphones wherever I go.
Okay.
Did you bump into Richard Branson on the street and he gave them to you for free?
Yeah. He was like, gosh, man, you're so cool. You won Survivor. Tyson's cool. He won Survivor. He's following the Mr. Survivor competition. He's like, I like Malcolm too because he won fan favorite. He's a fan of all of ours.
Oh, very, very interesting developments of Richard Branson making endorsements in the Mr. Survivor competition. Of course,
all three of us.
Yeah, I was like, will you please give me your endorsement? And he said no.
I deleted that email from Virgin this morning. I didn't read it. I thought it was just junk mail, but I really should have been paying attention. Shit.
Yeah. We actually all got invited to his private island, but I said I can pay my own way. Thank you very much.
I said the same thing, but I was lying.
All right, so tonight what we're going to do here is we are going to get an opening statement from all three of our finalists, and then we're going to go through the questions that came to us from the listeners of Rob Has a Podcast, the citizens of Rob Has a Planet, and you guys have important issues that you want to hit on, and that's what we're going to cover tonight. And then tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern, at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, we'll have the Miss Survivor debate. And, of course, you can join in live by posting your questions on the YouTube video and on the hashtag RHAP on Twitter and in the chat room as well. So let's start off with some opening statements. And, Tyson, I'm going to give you the chance. Cool. You have a 30-second opening statement of why you should be Mr. Survivor here tonight?
Only 30 seconds? That's not near enough time for me. But I'll do my best. Root beer in all the drinking fountains, and no work for all, money for everyone. That sound like good promises?
You still have 20 seconds.
Oh, I do?
You don't have to use the whole time.
Oh, good. Then I will forego my remainder and be finished.
Okay.
In the name of brevity.
All right. Malk, same question. Opening statement here.
I drink whiskey. The winner of this gets a belt, and I have an Instagram account. Put the pieces together.
All right, very cool.
You have Snapchat.
not. I haven't added you yet. We'll get to that after we're done with the debate.
Yes.
All right, and Otis, your opening statement, please.
I'm still putting the pieces together that Malcolm left for us during his speech. Give me a second. Okay. All right. I think I get what Malcolm's talking about. If I were to become Mr. Survivor, Well, obviously anyone who voted for me would go on Survivor. I'd make sure they got onto Survivor so they could play. That's my first promise, obviously.
Wait, I promised that too.
Yeah.
No, my promise. Second of all, I guarantee that I will be involved in RHAP, and I will not only involve myself, but I will involve the listeners. I will create games and interactions so that it is a fun time as Mr. Survivor. I will also, in my cabinet, include Tyson and Malcolm. So a vote for me, in a sense, is guaranteeing Ooh. Both Malcolm and Tyson in the experience. And obviously, my running mate, Vetus, my brother, will be with me as well.
Okay.
I don't care about the cabinet. I want the belt, just so we're clear.
Yeah, that's a great sell, Aris, because I was planning on excluding both of you if I won.
Well, there's the difference between our campaigns, one of exclusivity and inclusivity.
And then my other thing was I will plan on wearing the belt every single day of my reign.
Will you Instagram every day a yes. picture of you wearing yes. the belt for 365
In
days?
Various locations.
I vote Tyson. This thing's over. I vote Tyson.
All right. Well, let's get to some of the questions that have come in from the audience. We have a lot of topics. Everybody has the issues that they want to hear us discuss. I'm going to start off here. In this round, I'm going to give each of you a question, and then I'll give the person who gets the question 1 minute, and then the other two a 30-second rebuttal to answer, to give either to rescind what the other person is saying or to give their own insight into the question. So, Tyson, I'm going to start with you. This question comes to us from Zachary Zarnett Klein.
Okay.
He says, being a Canadian listener, it's sometimes easy to feel like an outsider. As Mr. Survivor, what single thing would you do to engage the worldwide audience of Rob Has a Podcast?
What single thing would I do? I mean, I could try and help them all get green cards if they paid their way and found jobs here. But... or I'd help him cross the border illegally. Yeah, that's what I'll do. With Aris's help, Aris, you're going to have to drive up Highway 1 all the way up to the Canadian border where you'll sneak people across.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, it's set in stone. And then and everyone else is kind of still left out. Sorry, guys, it's just Canada that I'm working with here. That's not going to win me a lot of votes, but whatever, dude.
Okay. Honest or Malcolm, do you have a rebuttal to Tyson's comments?
Absolutely.
They can't do better than that. No.
All right, start with Malcolm.
Oh, never mind. I picture Zeppelins. Zeppelins are a lost art form that have gone out of use in modern society. Zeppelins full of cotton candy and regular candy, actually, just hailing from the skies. I can't get you a green card. I'm not going to pay your way. I didn't win Survivor. I can't afford this sort of thing that Tyson
Sorry,
is
bro.
Promising. Yeah, I know. Rub it in. But
I wait, will the Zeppelins be playing Led Zeppelin?
Only for the irony, not literally. Just because of like the humorous reference to a Zeppelin, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of Zeppelins, lots of candy raining from the skies, and not just in Canada. To all the countries, the over 200 of them. I'm not like anti-rest of the world, not just for America's hat. Australia too. There's a lot of people who watch this in Australia, right?
Is that America's tundra hat?
No, we don't endorse that product of the enemy.
Okay.
Oh, rude.
I'm honest, your 30-second rebuttal.
I also sometimes feel like an outsider, so I can relate to the feeling of being a Canadian while watching American contestants compete. But what I would do as Survivor, Mr.
Wait,
Survivor.
Wait, why do you feel like an outsider?
Well, Tyson, that's a different
man.
Conversation to have.
The most normal, like, majority stereotype on the planet. You don't get to feel like an outsider.
Guys, I'm just trying to relate to the questionnaire, okay?
Okay,
all right,
on.
Listen, I also sometimes feel like an outsider. And I know that when I feel like an outsider, it's nice to feel included in the way that I would like to include the global Survivor fan base is to take a world tour. And I would head up to Canada, and I'd bring my belt, obviously, and my brother, and then I'd have Malcolm and Tyson along with me in the back seat, because they'd be in my cabinet, obviously. And we come up and we visit Canada. We throw a big party.
We've already said we're against this.
We bring root beer for Tyson and whiskey for Malcolm. Vetus would be in a cool yoga pose, and maybe I'd sing some songs. I don't know. We'd have a party in Canada.
Okay.
Then we'd take it down to TJ and have a party in
TJ. World tour just went to Canada. How is that a world?
Well, you interrupted, bro. We're not.
All right, but your 30 seconds is up here, Otis, on this question. All right.
Rob, I feel like I got interrupted. I listened so well to their answers. Immediately upon the start of my question, Tyson felt like he had to interrupt him. I refuse to compete if Tyson's going to continue to interrupt.
I just saw holes in your statement, bro.
It was lots of fallacies, dude. Lots of fallacies. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Question.
Well, things get phallic around here. Okay.
Question for Malcolm. You'll have 1 minute to respond, Malc. Your question comes from Eric Laval. He says, you are on your way to record a live episode of Rob Has a Podcast. You have just enough time to make it there. And if you show up late, the episode will have to be canceled. You spot a burning orphanage. What do you do?
I'd like to take that question, Rob.
Well, it's Malcolm's question. It's Malcolm's question.
You can't do that.
Okay.
Right. You hit your buzzer first, Aris. I think it's Aris' turn to answer the question.
Allow Malcolm to answer his question.
Burning building or Rob Has a Podcast. What happens is because I'm so prepared for Rob Has a Podcast that I have my laptop with me. So while I'm saving like infantile children from the flames of discussion, we're having like a conversation about Survivor. What's going on the screen?
Hey, Rach.
She
can't hear you because I got headphones on.
While we're saving small children, we can also be discussing the latest episode of Survivor. I'm a multitasker. That's what I'm good at. I thrive in pressure situations. I can carry roughly 3 to 4 elementary age children in one arm and still have an intelligent discussion about tribal council the same time. So I really don't think this is going to be a problem. What was that?
Sorry, Rachel, you're interrupting Malcolm's time.
That was my best answer yet.
I missed it. What did you say? What did you say, Malcolm?
She can't hear anything because I got headphones in. Look.
It was brilliant. That's all I need to know.
Okay.
I'm a hero and a podcaster.
Yeah.
Honest, you had a rebuttal to that.
Yeah, obviously, I would use an invention called the cell phone and call the fire department so they could save the orphanage. And then I'd head on over to the podcast. I probably wouldn't have to lose a minute in the car because I could still drive and phone 911 via Bluetooth. That seems like the obvious answer. I don't need to be a hero. I need to be at that podcast. RHAP is important for me. It's important for the listeners. And it's important for Tyson.
Okay. And Tyson.
I'm a hero.
That was going to be my answer too. I would call 911 and figure that someone better equipped to save people would be there instead of me.
So what you're saying that is way, you agree with me.
I agree with you.
Okay.
Yes, I don't want that liability, bro.
Guys, you don't.
I don't want the liability. I'm a millionaire. I can't have people suing me. I can't have orphans suing me.
No, I would let Malcolm have it. He wants the popular vote. Let's call Malcolm.
Yeah, okay. Well, why don't we just call Malcolm? So this is what I would do. I would call Malcolm and tell him there's an orphanage on fire on my way to a Rob Has a Podcast.
Okay.
Exactly.
Good answer.
And I would be podcasting over your voices while this was going on, while I was saving children and becoming a national hero.
You are a national hero. Now you'd be a double national hero.
Yeah, dude, becoming.
Now I'd be a national hero with, like, burn wounds.
Chris, my fiancé.
Oh.
My fiancé wants you, Malcolm. You're a hero.
Whoa.
I think we all can agree. You know that, Malcolm. Okay. There's no lie. Christy's got it.
Oh, finally, Jessica's out of here.
Yeah, thank God. Oh, and she's falling
quickly. Oh, play it cool, guys. Play it cool.
Yeah. All right. So one last question in this round for Otis. This question comes to us from April Thomas, who wants to know, if you woke up tomorrow to discover you had switched bodies with one of your fellow finalists, what would you do?
I'd probably bait first just to see what it feels like to bait somebody.
Oh, if you were one of us, you'd touch one of our penises first?
Hell yeah, dude. I just want to see what it feels like to do it in someone else's body.
It's just like giving somebody else an HJ. Yeah, it's just like giving a stranger an HJ, bro.
Oh, except it's you, but it's us. And
yeah, but I get the pleasure. That's the deal.
I think that's called the stranger.
Yeah, it's like the ultimate stranger.
Now,
what was that?
Yeah, exactly,
where they changed bodies? Freaky Friday or something?
Yeah.
Like father, like son?
The next thing that I do, Rob, is I'd shave the sides of my head, just leaving the long hair on both of these men's bodies.
And
I'd
walk
into a bar.
No!
I'd walk into a bar shirtless with a peach basket and a cape on. And I'd stand up at the bar and I'd grab a peach. And I'd just take one big bite and let the juices just come down my chest and chin. And then I'd just whip my hair around. That's what I'd do.
Wow.
That's a weird day, dude.
Like, yeah.
I have horse hair.
Like Willow That's Smith.
A dream of mine. All right. Yeah, exactly, like Willow.
So let me just add one thing to this question. We are playing by quantum leap rules. So whoever's body you jumped into, they would then be in your body for that same day.
Okay. Have at it, gentlemen.
Yeah.
So what? So then if he switched with me, or if he switched with me and Malcolm at the same time, we'd both be in RS's body controlling
no,
one half of each of them?
Only one person in one body.
I get it.
I want the bottom half.
Yeah, you do.
We can river dance, dude.
I know you're down in his bottom half. I'm not touching like he's talking about. If I know you're going to get all that, not happening.
It's like a horse costume?
Yeah, it's like a horse costume, dude.
I get to do all the upper body stuff, and then Tyson gets all the pleasurable extremities. I'm not buying it. Sorry.
You want to? We can take turns halfway through.
Okay, it gets to be like noon. We go out to a pleasant lunch, and then you're up top. I got it.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
works.
Okay.
Pitching and catching, gentlemen. You're pitching and catching.
Yeah. Oh, my God. All right. Let's check in with some of the reaction from the people who are watching the debate here live tonight on Robin's website.
God. Should we really do that?
Georgia Griffin says, I'm from Australia, so Malcolm has my vote right now. Okay?
Zeppelins.
Okay. Well.
What? I've actually been to Australia before. Out of the goodness and kindness of my heart, funded by CBS, I went to Sydney, Australia for 3 weeks.
Yeah. Linda Seaton says, Otis's guns are almost as hot as his pink headphones.
Thank you.
That's I think she's insulting him in a roundabout way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a backhanded compliment.
And Georgia,
I'll take it. I will take it.
Georgia Griffin says, Malcolm's hair just isn't competing with Tyson's. Ha, ha, ha.
Oh, no.
Okay,
don't do it, Malcolm.
Here it comes. Here it comes. Slow motion.
Yeah.
Oh, he caught out. Poor kid.
Did we get that?
We got that. Oh,
we got that.
Hold on. Tyson's fixing his hair.
Mine's longer than yours.
Whoa.
It is longer, but the lushness and the volume, you can't compete. I'm very sorry. You have fantastic.
You have more volume.
I mean, we should bond over this. We shouldn't compete, but for the purposes of this, I'm sorry.
And, yeah, so you're saying
and
we
Otis
should
just
team
went
up
back
against
to
Otis?
A faux hawk.
I'm saying that when we invade his yes. body, no matter who's controlling the upper or and
okay.
the lower body, we're never cutting the hair.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll work together.
It'll yeah. be a mutual, mission.
All right. So let's in this round, I'm going to ask one question, and then I need a response from each of you. Okay. We'll start back here. Tyson, you'll go first again in this round.
What's the time limit? Because we're being really strict about that and really sticking to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have 30 seconds. 30 seconds to start.
Fair.
Okay.
Okay.
This question comes to us from a fellow Survivor winner, Sophie Clark asks. I want their opinions on Linda Holmes's article on sexism in Survivor, or just their opinion on sexism in Survivor, if it exists in general.
Have fun, Tyson.
Oh, good. Jessica got offended.
Yes.
Anyways, I did read that article, actually, and I found it a little sexist because I am a standout male character, middle-aged, between 21 and 35. And so anytime you shout sexism, it's going to directly affect me and what benefits me to the maximum. So I found it a little sexist, the article itself. But I don't know. I have no response to that,
Is there
really.
Sexism on Survivor, Tyson?
No. They're making a TV show the way they think is most entertaining to the viewers. And so I feel like, if there may be perceived sexism, but they're maximizing their dollar, bro.
Okay. All right. Malcolm, your response.
Tyson, it really added something to end your sexism rant with a bro.
Definitely a strong finish.
I missed this article, and I don't have a funny answer. I think that the values that come across on a show about surviving in the wilderness and the way that it gets portrayed can sometimes actually be sexist, even though, like, you know, I want to be like funny here and like I'm don't want to go the heartfelt way during this debate, but I actually do think that it does play out that way sometimes. I think the game is set up fair in the way that it's portrayed in order to be entertaining to the American public, and the way they're trying to sell it actually can come across as sexist sometimes. So I'm not pandering. That's actually just what I believe.
Sometimes sexism. All right. And Otis, your answer.
Yeah, I think sexism happens all the time in Survivor, and the way the game is played, the way people vote. You know, oftentimes males are considered more dangerous in the game because they're perceived to be more athletic, even though the game has very little to do with athleticism. And so males receive, you know, more votes oftentimes, or are targeted more. And then on the flip side, you see women not valued for their athleticism. You know, I did read that article, and I agree. You know, Candace, when she talked to her husband, was given a hard time by Jeff, but then when Monica and Brad were speaking, Jeff never pointed it out. Jeff doesn't call female survivors by their last name typically. So yeah, I mean, there are things that happen.
Okay.
But I think that's
time.
Yeah. Finished.
Hey, wait,
sorry,
Rob.
Sorry. We got, yes, Malcolm, you have a rebuttal?
Oh no,
I wanted to say a little bit.
I don't have a rebuttal. Mine was just, I think the way it's portrayed on TV plays out more of the sexism than the way the game actually functions, would be my answer.
And Tyson?
Well, I think the game is actually, the way it's built is for the alpha male to come and take control. And a lot of times the alpha male looks like a jackass by leading the tribe, but it's most often a dominant male who takes that role, whether it's not a sexist thing, it's just the doofus guy who wants to be in charge steps up. You saw Aris do it last season. You see? You see, but you see Brad Culpepper did it, and that it's just the way that it's just the way it always works out. Like, you don't see women stepping up because, whether it's because they're smarter, whether it's not their natural instinct, whatever the reason, almost 100% of the time you see the strong alpha male who thinks he knows everything step into the leader role immediately.
Okay. All right, let's move on to the next question. We'll start with Otis in this round. This is from one of the great Survivor fans. Ken Raskoff wants to know, blurring of the bulges, are you for it or against it?
I say let them show, you know? Let everybody know what's going on in those areas, because that's part of it, you know? Without being too crude.
That's like, part of surviving.
Part of surviving is like you have – you have sexual organs and you have to use the bathroom, and you got to figure all that out. I think it would be way more interesting if, instead of CBS blurring those things out, they showed them, so people could see, like, oh yeah, those are human beings who actually grow hair and all those other, you know, have functions there that get blurred out. I think that's probably more of the problem. We could relate that back to sexism, is that like things like to be glossed over and sugarcoated and turned into blacks and whites when Survivor's
right,
full of grace.
That's time, Otis. Malcolm.
Every time, Rob.
Well,
every time.
Well, you have 30 seconds. When you go over it, we're going to call you out every time.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to try to go to my maximum
capacity. Does he get points lost for that?
No. Only in the minds of the voters, the people scoring this at home.
Okay.
Okay. Mal.
Am I up? I think it's case by case. I mean, Tyson admitted that he doesn't have a bulge, quite famously.
Ouch.
At the end of this. But then, I mean,
no, I said no one would suspect a bulge because there's a bulge there all the time, bro.
Time. I mean, two words, Philip Shepherd. Case closed. I mean, like, you don't
see out of time yet.
No, I think case by case basis. I can't say yes to this and not think back to the time I spent on a beach with the specialist and have psychological scarring.
You wish
Jessica
that was
like
blurred
for it
in real life.
Yes. Oh my God. I wish it was blurred while I was out there in real life. I wish my brain was able to manifest like a black square.
I just thought his privates always looked blurry. I thought that's how they looked in real life.
Then Malcolm, that's time for Malcolm. Tyson, do you want to answer the allegations against you? Do you have a bulge or not?
There's only one way to
I have
it,
a bulge.
Bro.
My comment was that I would put the idol down my pants because there's already an existing bulge, so nobody's going to be like, that's a weird place for a bulge. No, it's a completely normal place for a bulge.
And your taint?
But I don't think – no, where your penis is.
All right.
But I think – I never got to even answer the question because everybody's firing these other questions at me.
Yeah, let Tyson I'm pro in. Bulge. 15 more seconds.
I'm pro bulge.
Got it. Thank you, Tyson, for finally answering it.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, really, thanks for getting to the point.
Jesus, man.
All right.
But literally, no, you look like Jesus, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Now you don't know who I am.
All right. This question, this next question is for Malcolm, okay? This comes from Ryan Parker Reed. He says, how do you outflex, outbro, and out at the club the other two candidates in Mr. Survivor and in your daily life? That is the motto of Mr. Survivor. How do you live that into your life?
Give it to me one more. The out what?
It says right here on the Mr. Survivor belt, outflex, outbro, out at the club.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, all of these things kind of roll into one. And then if we end up in a club, I mean, why is Rachel on the camera again?
What are you doing? Knock it off.
If we're all in the club, I mean, I know ours. I mean, these guys, they're not like really the club types. And it's not really about the club. Outflex, ours is too busy stretching and Tyson's too busy playing with his hair and showing his girlfriend on webcams to actually do these things.
Whoa.
I can outbro the best of the bros, bro.
I was in the biggest bro alliance ever. Like, to an upsettingly level, it was so bro. I don't really think I have to tout my resume on this. We were, like, it was an alliance with two guys who, like, all they had going for them was their abs.
Okay.
You mean three guys that all they had going for them was their abs?
To be fair,
you didn't count yourself.
Don't worry.
To be fair to this question, the only person who can really say they'd outbro anybody is Vetus and I. We're the only two brothers on Survivor.
Oh, that's
so
a good point.
I think we have to give, you know, credit where credit's due. Outflex, well, Tyson's got a body that won't quit, so it might be hard to outflex Tyson. Malky, I don't think I've ever seen Malky flex, but Malky's an athlete. It would be a tight one. I'd be down for a
pop your shirt, Malky. Pop that shirt, bro. Are you gonna pop that shirt or not?
Look.
Once I get the Survivor belt, the Instagram feed will be full of pictures with the bell.
Ooh, both of you men are claiming Instagram feeds with the bell. I'm hesitant to vote for myself. I haven't even cast my vote, but I'd probably vote for one of you two if you guys really promise to Instagram every day.
Okay. All right. Anybody else want to jump in on this question?
I Instagram every day, anyways.
Not true.
Tyson, do you have a a response to this question about how you would incorporate outflex, outbro, and out at the club into your everyday life?
Out at the club?
I think my actions speak for themselves. That's it.
Okay.
He looks like Jesus. Not out club.
Yeah, I do. I do look like Jesus.
All right.
Okay, fair, this got awkward, Rob.
Fair enough. And this question.
Yeah, Rob, why did you stop talking?
I thought there was going to be a rebuttal.
Wasn't at all. No, I just said my actions speak loud enough for myself. I've said bro and dude more times on TV than any other human.
That's okay.
I highly doubt that one.
So is that like a campaign platform is that like, you're going with? Or
on the bumper stickers it says, Tyson, Mr. Survivor, I've said bro and dude more than anyone on TV.
Tyson, to be honest, as your friend, I'm a little bit disturbed by the fact that you're using this as a platform.
Come on, dude.
All right, bro. My bad.
Okay. All right, Tyson, and this question for you in this round. Oh, hold on. We've lost Tyson. Tyson has dropped from the call. Hopefully,
he panicked.
He's got to get that Google fiber. I don't know what's wrong with that guy.
Out. Okay.
He's freaked out. He doesn't know what's going on.
Either he freaked out or that he's just he'll be back in any second.
No, he freaked out, Rob. Let's keep moving.
All right, give Tyson his question, Rob. Let's go. Give him his question.
Okay. Here, while we're waiting for Tyson, let me update what people are saying online. Chris Long says, Malcolm's hair is slaying tonight. If we are voting on hair alone, Malcolm is giving us Jared Leto levels of hair fabulousness.
Great. I'm back, guys.
Yes.
Dude, you just missed it. We had the most important part of the debate, and you weren't here.
Yeah, it's over now. Thanks, Tyson. Sorry.
Okay, I'm going to go play basketball. Suck it.
Yeah. No, it's not over yet. It's not over yet. Tyson, it's your question, okay? Nick Fishman wants to know, name something you think you could do better than the other candidates. You have one minute.
Well, Fishman, they're both, because I don't want to belittle them to their faces on
all right, look away, Malcolm.
Camera
Let's
here.
Look away. Not in public anymore.
Yeah, you guys look away.
Look away, Malcolm.
I'm not looking.
I out-survivored Aris, and I also won the game of Survivor that Malcolm has not, but it only took me 3 tries. So that's pretty dope. But I probably do a lot of things better than him. I would assume most everything. Okay. No?
That's not for us to decide. All right.
Aris will vouch for me.
All right, Aris, do you have a rebuttal to that? Tyson says he can do almost anything better than either of you guys.
Well, to be fair to Tyson, he was really cute that finally on his 3rd try, he won Survivor. Congratulations, Tyson. 3 tries, he did well. No, Tyson's good at lots of stuff. He's good at growing his hair long, and he's funny. Tyson is funnier than I am. I will give Tyson that. And his hair is definitely blonder than mine. Malcolm, unfortunately, Malcolm's like the younger, better version of me. So there's not really much.
But he's a worse actor.
Much worse actor.
I can act better than Malcolm. That's true. All right, Malcolm, your turn, buddy.
What can I do better than these two?
JK, Malcolm.
JK, you were great on The Bold and the Beautiful.
All 3 times.
Yeah, you were great.
That was atrocious. What can I do better? You know what I can do better? Let's get down and dirty. I can be Mr. Survivor better because these two have more commitments than I do. Tyson's
nope.
got the girlfriend False. That he has to like deal with.
I have
with
zero commitments.
Aris has a child. He's trying to be a father. If you vote for these two, I mean, Aris has another human being to take care of. We all love Rachel. Tyson's going to be distracted from taking care of like her if he wins this. I'm completely single and completely open to just being Mr. Survivor. That's what I can do better.
Ooh, there's a lot of answers.
Would you fire your agent?
I have a
rebuttal. Malcolm, would you fire your agent?
I have a rebuttal.
Will you fire your agent if you win Mr. Survivor?
Everybody who was related to me being on Bold and the Beautiful has already been sacked.
They're fired. Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. It's like the Red Wedding of Malcolm.
Oh, yeah.
All right, wow. Otis, you have a rebuttal.
Well, I actually hope you win this, Malcolm. I feel very sad for you. Everyone vote.
This
Malcolm.
Is all I have. Come on.
Malcolm, it's not your fault. It's not your fault.
Yeah, honestly, did you have a
it's
response?
Society, bro.
No, I think Tyson captured it all.
Okay. All right. This is a question that I'd be remiss if I did not ask about. A lot of controversy unfolded this week in the Mr. Survivor competition when Otis announced he wanted to run for co-Mr. Survivor with his brother Vetus. I've been receiving emails and tweets and comments about this all week long, and I feel like it's one of the issues that we need to address here tonight. So Tyson and Malcolm, I'd like to have you guys respond to the news, the decision that Otis would like to be a co-Mr. Survivor with his brother Vetus, and then give Otis a chance to respond to what you guys have to say.
You go first.
Who, me?
Yes, Tyson.
No.
Oh, well, it usually takes at least 2 dudes to beat me at something. So I think it's a fair thing for Aris to have. I don't feel bad about it at all. And I think Vetus is not necessarily his better half, but a half. And he might need it. I love you, Aris.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Now,
I kind of feel the same way. I mean, if Aris Copier. Feels like that he needs a whole nother human being to fill one ex-Big Brother winner's shoes, then, I mean, that's what he needs. I mean, if he doesn't feel like he can handle running by himself, then okay, go for it then.
Rob?
Yes, honest.
RHAP listeners, it's not so much that I feel like I need my brother to fill shoes, is that I just feel like RHAP deserves to be served in the best possible way. And being a DILF, expecting, and my brother's got a child as well.
What's a DILF?
Explain what's that. I've never heard
that. It stands for Dad, I'd Like to Fuck.
There you go.
Like,
okay.
Language.
I apologize.
Can we really trust a man that uses language like that?
Can you trust a man that doesn't use language like that is the question you have to ask yourself. No, so I just feel like Venus and I can alternate days as Mr. Survivor. We can work together. We can fulfill we can provide something that you guys alone can't, unfortunately. Sorry, Malky.
If you pick the Baskaskauskas guys or whatever the last name is, you're taking Borowski. Away from their children. You're taking away from their children's, like, you know, chance at a normal future. They're going to be so distracted for the first formative year of their life that they're not going to be able to function once they hit preschool. And it's all going to be your fault for voting for them.
Okay. All right. In this round, I'm going to give you
I'm probably going to screw up my child in more ways than just that. I'm pretty sure. So I don't think we can blame Archie for that.
All right. In this round, I'm going to give out a question, and then whoever wants to jump in first may do so. Okay?
Okay, me first.
All right. Answer it, Tyson. Go.
Yeah, I really hope this is really awkward.
Rob, make Tyson answer it.
Oh, well, do you want to hear the question first?
Tyson jumped in.
Yes.
I call second.
Got to answer.
Okay.
Tyson's got to go.
Yes, I would definitely.
All right, Tyson, here's the question you've selected to answer first. Stephanie Crom says, as Mr. Survivor, would you partner with Miss Survivor on any initiatives? If so, what would they be?
I'd probably actually make her do most of the work.
Okay.
God, the sexism question in that. You are.
Yeah, I know. You're really
I'm going to be wearing that belt around Instagramming nonstop.
Yeah, you're really.
No, I'm putting her in charge. She's going to get paid more than me. I'm going to wear the belt around and just look pretty and Instagram nonstop. Why do you guys always got to make everything so sexist?
Jeez.
Grow up, guys.
You're the one doing
it.
Jeez. All right. Jesus.
You're doing it.
Otis or Malcolm, do you have a rebuttal to Tyson's answer? Do you have any initiatives that you would work with the reigning Miss Survivor on?
I'm going to let Tyson die on the vine on this one.
Oh, no, I'll get involved. It depends on the Miss Survivor. And I'll tell you right now, if Candace Cody pulls this thing off, I'm going to get really involved in ruining her marriage so I can swoon John Cody by myself.
Did you happen to see, Malk, did you happen to see the interview I did with Candace?
I didn't. What happened?
Well,
I saw it. Let me recap. As a non-RHAP listener, Malcolm, let me explain to you what
happened. I just didn't hear that one. I saw y'all's. I didn't see that one.
So
you're sexist, huh? You don't listen to women's interviews.
Yeah. I see how it is, man.
I was studying the competition.
First of all, Candace pulled a prank on her husband, which may or may not have been real. I doubt that it was real. And she made him eat paper. So there was a lot of abuse happening.
Well, explain what the prank was.
John was in the shower. Picture this, Malcolm. John in the shower.
I know. I'm wishing I was in your body so I could start baiting.
There's the bell. And she pours a bucket of cold water over the shower curtain. And obviously, there's the...
See, I would never treat John Cody MD that way.
Yeah, but Candace also said that she would prostitute out John Cody in exchange for an endorsement from Malcolm.
Oh, there you go. She has.
Wow.
Because I'll take it.
Okay, if you were to prostitute out John Cody, Malcolm, what would the first thing, if you were going to pay for John Cody for a night, what's the first thing you'd do?
Ironically, Malcolm would be the John in this scenario. Candace would be the one prostituting John Cody. Malcolm would be the John.
Rob Sesternino moves
the bell
into the
himself. There you go.
Malcolm, what would you do on a date with John Cody?
Well, I'd fall. I'd faint is what would happen. I'd walk into the room and pass out out of shirt. I mean, he's an army doctor, and I'm not trying to go support the troops in the middle of the Mr. Survivor debate, but like, and then he's a doctor, and then
you wouldn't do any finger blasting? You think you'd do any finger blasting?
It'd probably take half an hour to 45 minutes before we got to that point, but yeah, there'd be some finger blasting involved.
Whoa, all right.
You're the one who brought up the John talk, Rob. It's your own fault.
Sorry.
Yeah, Rob.
All right, next question. Again, Malcolm or Otis will have the first crack at this one. This question.
I'll go.
Okay.
Yep. It looks like Malcolm got it.
All right.
Malcolm's got it.
Malcolm. Okay. This question comes to us from Nick Fishman. He wants to know what advice do you give to next year's Mr. Survivor candidates?
I'll probably win again.
Yeah, don't bother. What's going to happen is I'm going to talk to Rob over the next 300 days or so, 330 days, and make sure that he allows me to retain my title after I win this one. And you're not really going to have a chance. So really just don't bother is kind of my thought on the matter.
Okay. Now, if okay. any of you guys were to appear on Survivor 29, you would be eligible to repeat as Mr. Survivor.
Oh.
True. I sent a letter to casting saying I'm out.
Okay.
I sent a letter to them saying I really want to go back so that I can win twice before Malcolm wins once.
I sent the letter that I want to go back just so I can retain my title after this year for Mr. Survivor.
Rob, in answer to the question that was asked, I think my advice to future competitors would be listen to everyone's interviews, listen to RHAP, be a part of the community. You know, even when you're competing on the island, try to involve RHAP. Like, for example, what I did is I convinced the tribe to name our tribe Taite Waite when
I don't
we
recall
merge.
That. No, Tyson, I don't recall
lying.
That.
Tyson is lying. Tyson is lying. Yeah. And production would not allow us to be named Taite Waite. But that's an involved Mr. Survivor, somebody who cares about the podcast.
Tyson, did that have any bearing on your decision to vote Otis out right after that?
I mean, it was just kind of a smorgasbord of a lot of things. So it's hard to just pinpoint one thing.
Yeah, what good is naming the merge tribe if they're not even going to show it? You have to be a little more clever than that, bro.
That's true. I could have named it backwards.
Yeah,
I came up with an awesome name for it.
It works. Don't make fun. It works.
No, I came up. That was smart.
I came up with an awesome name, and nobody wanted to do it. It was bakla, which is a Filipino word.
Well, the cool thing is I was able to convince everyone to name the tribe Taite Waite while Tyson was able to convince the whole tribe to vote me out. So I think I'd take what Tyson did more than what I did.
No, what does bakla mean?
You can Google it.
It's a Croatian delicacy.
Oh.
No, that's baklava.
Okay. And question for Otis in this round.
Yes.
From Blue Bear, he wants to know, name three people, dead or alive, you would like to have dinner with and why.
Wolfgang Puck, so he could cook, so the food would be delish. I would love to have dinner with Jesus. I think that'd be fascinating.
And he's on the phone right now. Just ask him. He's right here.
We've had dinner,
I think,
son.
I think I'd have Wolfgang Puck, Jesus, and Lisi. So I could ask her what she was thinking when she wrote that song.
All right. See,
can I go next?
Yes.
I would choose all three as Ted Nugent.
You'd have dinner with three Ted Nugents.
Hell yeah, dude. I think I won this. I think I just won, guys.
Three Ted Nugents. It's over. I'm done. Sorry. It's over. Three Ted Nugents is done.
Malcolm.
Right, Malcolm.
Three people, dead or alive.
Frank Sinatra, Winston Churchill, and I don't know, Jesus. He seems like a kind of chill dude. I'll go.
Yeah,
for
he
it.
Seems okay.
He seems all right. That whole like that
because
whole
if you ran out of whiskey, kind of Malcolm, if you ran out
more.
Of whiskey, exactly.
Okay,
that's why we need him.
All right, now
keep the bill down because he just multiply our.
I love that. I love Jesus' recipe for whiskey.
Oh, a hand motion.
Yeah.
All right.
That was so blasphemous. I'm so sorry. I don't actually know how he made water into wine, but
yeah,
like,
I don't know the secret recipe.
It was always something like this.
Something like that. Okay, so we're running out of time here tonight in the live Mr. Survivor debate. We have time for closing statements from our three finalists. We started with Tyson before. We'll start with Otis for closing statements.
Closing statement. Thank you guys for listening and watching and commenting. You know, obviously vote for who it is you feel would best represent RHAP as Mr. Survivor. And beyond your vote, I hope you're enjoying this. That's the whole point. If you vote me, I'll try to make it a really fun candidacy or reign.
Okay, that's it. You still have more time, Otis.
No, I'm gonna be. I'll be brief.
Yeah, just jam a few more ideas in there if you could.
Really cuts in on one of us in a second.
Classic.
I'm saving my time for Tyson's speech.
All right, Malcolm.
I didn't have anything planned.
Closing arguments. Why should people vote for you?
I don't have anything planned, but again, it's like, don't vote for me. Just don't vote for them. You're ruining their future lives if you vote for Tyson. I mean, his ego is going to blow up through the roof, and poor old Rachel's going to get dejected, and you're going to ruin her relationship. If it's Aris, now he's won two things. he's got a kid on the way. The poor, like, little munchkin's going to grow up all dejected without a father because he's going to be so obsessed with, like, maintaining his shiny belt while he's doing yoga poses in random Santa Monica studios. I'm the only responsible choice from a moral standpoint.
I thought you were going to say don't vote for anybody because it encourages people to run for office.
Is that what you were going to say?
Yeah, Tyson, why don't you use your closing speech to talk to us about your feeling about the American political system?
Well, when I am running,
this is still Malcolm's time.
When I am running for the office, I'm not going to say none of the above. I'm just going to say don't vote for the bad guys.
All right.
Wait.
So you're saying we're bad?
I'm bad. The guy who looks like Jesus is bad.
Like, am I Michael Jackson bad, or am I, like, Hitler bad?
Like Michael Jackson in the music video bad, or Michael Jackson
like
sleepover bad?
Michael Jackson video bad. Like,
okay.
All right, and Tyson, closing comments.
Yeah, vote for me or don't.
That's kind of what I said, you prick.
Yeah, but I summed it up pretty nicely.
This is textbook Tyson, Rob. I tell a joke or say something, and then he turns it around and says it again, just a little louder and a little more obnoxiously, and people laugh.
Yep.
Tyson, is that what happens?
No, I think that's what Aris thinks happened, because he's like, that's a really funny joke. I probably said that earlier. Wrong again, buddy.
There's a lot of narcissism between you two right now.
Yeah, there is. Well, my whole goal today was just to hear Malcolm laugh.
You've made me laugh several times, and this is the first time we've actually conversed, and it's made me very happy. If I was in Morris's body, I'd totally be touching myself right now.
I know you would.
Totally. Dude, I am touching myself right now. You only see one hand.
Some b-hole play.
Totally, dude.
Whoa.
I'm laughing myself.
To start, we move into that after the first 5 or 7 minutes.
Okay. All right. So
the thing I like about Malcolm as a candidate, he's all into foreplay. He always likes to work into things.
Oh, yeah. I'm fantastic at foreplay.
I'm not.
Oh. All right.
Oh, just a heads up for anybody watching.
Yeah, go on.
John Cody, if you're watching.
Yeah. Tyson, are you
that
already in bed?
Directly for John Cody. What?
I've been in bed the whole time, dude.
Dude, Tyson's just waking up, Rob. He's a millionaire.
Yeah.
He's the youngest millionaire
are you
in
kidding
the world.
Me? I just set my alarm for 5:30 because I knew we were doing this thing at 6. Showered, got out here. I'm going to go play basketball, come back, eat some candy, and go back to sleep.
Wow, perfect day.
Another perfect day.
Another perfect day. All right, so you've heard from our three Mr. Survivor candidates. Now that you've heard from the candidates themselves, you can vote at MrSurvivor.com and spell it out, MISTER, Survivor.com. You can vote through 11:45 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday. The voting has been fast and furious and will probably only pick up after hearing what the finalists had to say tonight. So great job tonight, everybody.
Yeah. Go ahead and follow me on Twitter and unfollow the other two guys.
Tyson's Twitter is Audus Music.
Yeah. It is. Yeah.
And our Twitter is just full of retweets for people who vote for him. So if that's what you're going for.
Do you guys have any?
That is true. That is true. I'm just trying to encourage people to vote.
Only 300 people saw that. Boom.
Boom.
Do you guys have any predictions on how the Miss Survivor debate will unfold tomorrow night?
I think it's going to be a little cattier than what we did here tonight.
Yeah, I kind of hoping for an Abby Maria appearance, to be honest with you.
Yes.
Aren't we all?
Always, always. She's always a crowd pleaser.
That's false, but...
But it was a nice thing to say.
Sure thing.
That was a lovely sentiment.
All right. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here tonight for the Mr. Survivor 2014 debate. You guys were all great sports, and I really appreciate you guys all participating here tonight. Fantastic job.
Thanks for having us, Rob.
And on Monday night, this upcoming Monday the 24th, we will reveal the winner of the Mr. Survivor belt live here on Rob as a Podcast. So look for that on this upcoming Monday night. We will crown our first ever Mr. Survivor. And tomorrow night, we will have the 2014 Miss Survivor debates. That will be at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. So make sure you subscribe to this YouTube channel to make sure you can see it live and join us on Rob as a website as well. So thank you guys so much. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow for Miss Survivor Debate 2014. Bye.
Bye.